We want to welcome you to the 2026 Prophetic Summit. You will get an excerpt if you're watching Manifest of the teaching today. A very powerful teaching. It's a rather lengthy teaching. It'll take me about 70 minutes to teach it all. Prince Spirits and Archangels, the Battle for the Final Prophecies. Now, I don't know if you've ever been aware of this, but there is an area of the world where most of the warfare in history has taken place. And that area of the world is called the Fertile Crescent. The Fertile Crescent consists of Lebanon and Syria and the country of Iraq. You can include in the territory Iran, you could include the edge of Afghanistan, you can include parts of Pakistan, but all of that is the early civilization. As a matter of fact, if you look at the rivers that existed in that area and exist today, they are called the rivers of Eden. One river flowed through the garden, parting into four heads, and those four heads were the Pishon, the Gihon, the Hiddekel, and the Tigris River. That means there's one river to the west, Egypt, which was called the Nile or the Gihon. There was one in the south, which was in Saudi Arabia, called the Pishon. They think they know where that is. Was located. And there's two to the far east, which are the Hiddekel, also known as the Tigris and the Euphrates River. Now, what is interesting is that if you look at the boundaries there, you will discover that there is a 1,500 mile radius from the Nile River over to the Tigris River that starts in Turkey and comes down 1,500 to 1,800 miles to the Persian Gulf. So that territory is 1,500 miles a square. Does that sound familiar? 1,500 miles. And then when you look at the nations that all of the Fertile Crescent involved, it would be the country of, we got a picture of this, I think, for you. You've got Egypt, you got Libya, Ethiopia, Israel, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Turkey, Persia. And the land of Nod, east of Eden, would probably be, at least in my opinion, the area of Iran, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. It's that territory where Cain eventually settled. And this is, again, the early civilization. Now, we all know that there's an area there in the area of Iraq, which was called the Tower of Babel, later known as Babylon. And we read about Babylon in the story of the book of Daniel and his predictions and prophecies in his life there. But interestingly, there are three empires that ruled from Babylon. There were the Babylonians under Nebuchadnezzar. There was the Medes and Persians under Darius and Cyrus and other kings, of course, that were there for over 200 years. And then there was Alexander the Great, who died somewhere in that area as a very young man, about 33 years of age. So this territory is where, say this with me, most warfare has happened for centuries. There's a scripture that says this in Revelation chapter 18 and verse 2. It reads that Babylon the Great has fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every hateful and unclean bird. And birds in Mark 4 can be considered a symbol, of an evil spirit or evil spirits. So this Babylon area is a stronghold for demons. Now, if we go to the area of the actual Babylon, which is in the country of Iraq, where, for example, the tower was built by Nimrod in Genesis 11 and King Nebuchadnezzar ruled in the book of Daniel. If we go there, we're going to find something very interesting. Everybody ready for this? Say, I'm ready. The interesting aspect is that this is a territory that I'm talking about where right now all kinds of demon powers and strong angelic evil spirits are bound, that some of them are going to be released during the Great Tribulation. What I'd like to do is go through the verses in the Bible that tell you about this area, this part of the world, and why it is such a stronghold of demonic power. Our first verse will be a scripture concerning the bottomless pit. The Greek word bottomless pit is the abyss or the abusos. It is located underneath the earth. It has an opening somewhere that God knows only where that is, that will be opened during the Great Tribulation. Revelation chapter 9, 9 through 2 through 3, I'm sorry. He opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. I don't want to get into this real heavy because I'm not ready to share this with you. I'm researching this. But there are people that have near-death experiences where their soul and spirit come out of their body, and they actually go to hell. And they describe creatures on four legs, and they describe this, how they're shaped and how they torment people in hell. And I saw a picture that someone drew of one that the best they could. Do you know what it looked like? It looked like those scorpions the locust that John described in Revelation 9. I'm not going to go into that. You can look at that later. About the hair and the sting and the stinger like a scorpion tail. And so there is an underworld that has these creatures in it somewhere in what's called a bottomless pit, which is in the lower parts of the earth. So that's one area where there are spirits bound at this point that will be loosed in the future. And again, it'll happen during what's called the Great Tribulation. Now, here's another one that's interesting. This is in Revelation chapter 9, verses 14 and 15, saying to the sixth angel, now this is an angel making this happen, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, and they were prepared for an hour, a day, and a month, and a year to slay the third part of men. Now, if you want to know where the year, a month, and a day, if you want to know where that is in one other place in the Bible, go to the story of Noah, where the flood was going on and how long they were there surviving in the flood. It's the same time frame. It's very strange. So these are four angels. The Euphrates River will dry up in the future. It's already dried up just huge. I mean, it's drying up like crazy, but it'll dry up in the future. And when it dries up, that's when these four angels are loosed. And someone asked me one time, what do you think the four angels are? I think that every empire of Bible prophecy had a prince spirit over it. I can prove it. In Daniel 10, there was a prince of Persia, then their father, followed by a prince of Grecia. These were not men. These were principality spirits. And I believe that when every empire was conquered, that particular spirit would go into being bound while a new spirit took over. When that prince was finished with that empire, it was bound. So it's possible that these are four spirits. It could be the spirit of Babylon, Media Persia, Greece, and Rome, that those chief angels that helped control those empires are bound. And you know what's interesting? It's the Euphrates River. You know what's interesting about that? It's near Babel. It's near Babylon. And so here again, we see Babylon has become the cage of every hateful and evil and foul spirit. All this ties together when you begin to put it together. Now, I did this for YouTube recently, and by the time some people see this, it'll already be out there. And it's called The Prophecy of the Three Frogs. I should have called it The Mystery of the Oracle of the Harbinger of the Three Frogs. I may just send that title to Jonathan Cahn. He'll write a book on it after he hears it, I'm sure. Now, here's what it says. This is, again, the book of Revelation, chapter 16, 12 through 14. It is, again, happening during the seven-year tribulation period. And it says this, and the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates. There's that river again. It keeps coming up, right? Interesting. And the water thereof was dried up, and the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And when this happens, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. And here's what they do. For they are spirits of devils working miracles, which go into the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to battle of the great day of Almighty God. Now, let me stop here for a moment and try to explain something to you about this idea of unclean spirits that are like frogs. The truth, this is a story which was written in the 13th century by an archbishop who had historical documents in front of him. Who's ever heard of Nero the emperor? He was the persecutor of Christians, as you know. Now, Nero had murdered, actually Nero was had murdered so many people. He was murdering family members, and he was about to kill his mother. And so some men came to him and said, do not kill the woman that suffered pains to give birth to you. And Nero said, make me feel like she felt. I want to feel the pain she felt to see if I can have sympathy for what she went through. So they did something really weird. This is going to sound strange, but they were able to have him swallow a baby frog. And when he swallowed the baby frog, they did some kind of magic or something on him where that frog started growing inside of him till eventually his body started rejecting it and it made him totally sick. So then, and I'm really abbreviating this. It's much more detailed than this, but to make a long story short, they got the frog out of him. It came out of his mouth. So a frog came out of his mouth. And when the frog came out of its mouth, it was totally, completely deformed. So he made it his heir. So the frog became Nero's heir, and he built the frog basilica. He built a building to put this frog and to store this frog where people could see this frog, and it was the frog basilica. When Nero died, they found the frog in the frog basilica, and I think they either burn it or they got rid of it. Now, here's my point. That happened between 68 to 70 AD, 71 AD, probably when all the whole story, Nero committed suicide. But that's where the whole story took place. John wrote the book of Revelation in probably 95 to 97 AD. Can you add up 70 AD and then not, how many years is that? 20 years, 25 years. So John, listen to this. John would have known about the frog basilica story. John would have known about the frog coming out of Nero's mouth. He would have known the wickedness behind it. So he says, I saw three frogs, spirits. They were like frogs coming out of the what? Mouth of the Antichrist and the false prophet and the beast system, but they were lying spirits going forth to lie to the kings of the earth that God would gather them together for war and gather them together for battle. So when you read these things, it's weird in the book of Revelation, for example, and it talks about frogs and all this type of thing. You have to understand that somewhere in history, it's probably an event that happened that the writers would have known about or God inspired them to write. So back to the original thought, one of the most wicked strongholds in the world is the Fertile Crescent, which would be Ur of Chaldee, which would be Mesopotamia, which would be ancient Sumeria 5,500 years ago. But today are the nations of Lebanon and Syria, Iraq, you know, and we could say, honestly, if you want to, because of the land of Nod where Cain went to, it would extend to Persia or Iran. It would extend to parts of Afghanistan. So do y'all understand? Look at what you've seen in your generation. Where are the terrorists centered? They're centered in the part of the world where these ancient spirits lived. They're centered in the part of the world where these ancient angels ruled these early ancient empires. And some of these empires, the Persians were very good friends with the Jews in the ancient time, in the time of the Persian Empire and thereafter. But some of these empires, look at Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon, destroyed the temple, took the Jews captive, took the treasures captive. Look at the Greeks, Antiochus Epiphanes, 168. He stops the Jews from circumcising their kids. He tells them they can't have a Sabbath. He tells them they can't worship in the festivals. He puts a pig on the altar. So all of these empires, look at the Romans. The Romans in 70 AD burnt the temple to the ground, took the gold, took the treasures. So some of these empires are motivated by Satan to try to destroy Israel and the Jewish people and to break that covenant relationship that God has with the priesthood and with the temple and with Jerusalem and also with the nation of Israel. So my point is that part of the world where you're seeing the wars take place now and you're seeing the wars against terrorism take place, those are the ancient strongholds that go all the way back to the time when Lucifer fell from heaven. You want my opinion on something? The Lord addresses the church at Pergamos, and he says, I know where you are, even where Satan's seat is. Now, that had to do with idolatry. That had to do with the God that the city was worshiping. So let's just put it in context. But he does mention that, right? And then you discover that you have Babylon, which is down here in the ancient territory that today we call Iraq. And then I got to looking one day. Well, let me just say it this way, from Turkey all the way down to Iraq and cutting across this direction to, you know, if you put all this territory together, it can form a triangle, and it forms a huge triangle, right? And that triangle I call the Satanic Triangle. Why do I call it that? Not because of the people, because there's some of the Persians are the greatest people in the world. Many of them are Christians. There's Syrian Christians. There's Lebanese Christians. So it's not that all the people are corrupt. It's the leadership gets corrupt. It's those running the country get corrupt. They get money from other governments. They pocket it in their pocket. One leader in Israel, he was not an Israeli. He happened to be a Palestinian leader. And I know this for a fact because I knew his driver. He said that this man pocketed $20 billion that was given to him from nations, given to him by the United States, put it in a bank account in Switzerland. And when he died, his wife had the numbers to the bank account. So here you've got the Palestinian people, and that's what they call themselves. And they're very poor. They don't have jobs. They don't have a place to live. But the leaders, I'm going to go ahead and say it, are pocketing the money for themselves. And I'm going to make this statement. This is exactly what happened in the country of Iran. The oil money after 1979, during the Iranian Revolution, all that oil money, we're talking billions of dollars, went into the pockets and the bank accounts of the mullahs and of the imams and all of the leaders of the Islamic Revolution. And their kids were driving, you know, Lamborghinis and just real expensive cars. And at that time, some of them were coming to the States at Harvard and Yale and getting their education paid for. But the common people, isn't it always the common people who suffer? The politicians make their money, and the common people are out there having to pay the tax bill. Hey, some of those guys in D.C. won't pay taxes, and they get off, but if you don't pay yours, you go to jail. Preach! Okay? So my point is, when you look at the corruption, it's the demonic powers in that part of the world that find leaders that they can put thoughts in their mind, and they can put thoughts like, kill those people. They put thoughts in Haman's head, kill the Jews in 120 some provinces. They put thoughts in Nebuchadnezzar's. So in other words, that part of the world, everybody say Fertile Crescent. Say it's Fertile Crescent. That part of the world is the stronghold of the adversary. And I'm going to make this statement that I'm going to get off of, because I got too much teaching here on this outline, a ton of teaching coming up, is also the kingdom of the Antichrist. The Antichrist has to rule somewhere for 42 months before he moves to Jerusalem and invades Jerusalem after taking over Egypt, Libya, and Ethiopia, according to the book of Daniel, chapter 11. In that part of the world, which is Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, all that territory there, in fact, I did an interview many years ago. I've never showed this. How would you all like for me to put that on the legacy site? My interview with Benjamin Netanyahu that's never been seen publicly. Now, I had black hair and I was skinny back then. Come on, somebody, don't make fun of me. But we asked a question about what was the most dangerous country to Israel. Were you there, Robert? And he answered that. Then I said, do you ever see a time when someone's going to unite this whole Islamic area and rule over it? And that was one of the questions, because I knew that in my mind, somebody was going to unite that territory. So the first 42 months of the tribulation, the Antichrist is not in Jerusalem. He's in Jerusalem at the middle to the last 42 months for 1,260 days. But he has to rule from somewhere. So this area, the Euphrates area, the Fertile Crescent, Mesopotamia, ancient Babylon, all of this is going to come into play. And I think that's one reason why you see Babylon mentioned in Revelation 17 and 18. I think there's several levels. You can look at those Babylon verses and you can see the United States in a lot of those. You can look at those Babylon verses and you can see the Roman church in Rome. that could fulfill some of those. So there could be, I love what you said, Brian, prophetic layers. There are prophetic layers in the Bible where there's a primary meaning, but look, here's a secondary meaning, and then here's a parallel that repeats itself in history. Isn't God's word amazing? Put your hands together and thank him. It's amazing. Now, I'm about to get into a study of angels, and then we're going to come to something very heavy later on in the message, the study of angels. There are many different types of angels, okay? But there are, during 5,500 years of time, which we date that back to ancient Samaria, there are five different types of angels. There are the cherubim, Genesis 3:24. There are the seraphim, Isaiah 6:2. There are archangels. There's only one mentioned in the Bible. That is in Jude verse 9. There are living creatures. These are worshiping God around the throne, Revelation chapter 4, 8. And in Hebrews 1:14, are they not all ministering spirits? So there are angels that all they're sent to do is to minister to the saints of God or minister to those who are going to be the heirs of salvation. Now, the scripture says this in Colossians 1, 16-17. For by him, speaking of the Lord, all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they are thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. Now, what I would like to do is I'm going to start with individual angels, and I'm going to end up with the word host. And there's a whole lot in between here. The world's premier prophetic voices were all in one location for an end-time prophetic summit. The 2026 conference messages are now available unedited on DVDs, CDs, MP3 audio, and on digital download. 7 speakers, 14 messages in 3.5 days. Attendees called this a Bible school in a vinyl case. Here are the message titles. Jonathan Cahn preached on war harbingers in Persia and gave us an update on America's demonic battle. Rick Renner preached 3 messages, powerful Greek word studies concerning your personal spiritual warfare, breaking down the details of second coming signs, the rapture and the revealing of the restrainer. And then this great message called The Mystery of the Holy Spirit from the original Greek New Testament. Joseph Z, How to Keep Revelatory Movements Alive in the Earth and Mastering Your Prophetic Experiences. Bill did one of the greatest messages I ever heard. It's called The Mingling of the Iron and Clay Has Begun. Dr. Brian Cutshaw came in with the fire and an anointing of God and preached today's battle for Holy Grail, the final Ishmael and Isaac clash. Jeremiah Johnson taught a word called The 5 Satanic Strategies Before You Birth a Breakthrough. My 5 messages were the Iranian Revolution and the aligning of the last coalitions. Then I preached when God sends a warning to you through your pets and animals. The 3rd message was called America and Jerusalem's Coming for Your Harbingers. The next message was how, when, and why the earth and heavens will melt with fire. And the final message I preached was Prince Spirits and Archangels, the battle for the fulfillment of the prophecies. The 14 audio CDs are $65 a set. The 14 DVDs are $95 a set. And you can also get the USB flash drive for $65, and you can look into getting digital downloads. There is an offer number for each one of these. It is important to get the right offer number when you're ordering, whether it be CD, DVD, or whatever the case may be. Now, you can order online at perrystone.org, or you can call toll-free 1-888-21-BREAD, or if you'd like to mail a check for the amount and also put what you're ordering with the offer number, you can go to Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320, and remember, put the offer number in there as well. You need to get started in your personal study. This was the greatest prophetic summit or conference I've ever been in, and I want you to hear everything that was said. God bless you. Well, many of you have told us we've been waiting to get the messages from the International Prophetic Summit. They're now ready. And by the way, we've decided to leave them completely unedited. You get all the information. And the reason that we just give you excerpts of my teaching is there are things that I do not want to say and will not say on public social media or on the Manifest telecast, because we go into entire nations where it would be very difficult and very controversial for the things that we're teaching. That's why we put them on a tape or an audio where you can listen to it privately. So please order those right now. They're available. You can go to perrystone.org, 1-888-2-1-BREAD. I'll get it right here in a minute. But let me just mention to you also a couple other things. Just so you'll know, we're coming to Mercy and Grace Cathedral in Springdale, Arkansas, August 22nd, 23rd. Then we'll be coming to Faith Community Church. Now, this is in Arizona. This is the White Mountain Apache Nation. I think we're probably going to be under a tent there, if I'm not mistaken, September 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Now, I've never hardly preached in Arizona, maybe one time. So this is an opportunity for you to come and join us at this great meeting. McKaysville Church of God, Blue Ridge, Georgia, September 26th and 27th. And of course, our main event is October the 6th through the 10th. Now, let me just mention something else to you. We have now started the Legacy Club. The Legacy Club includes every month a video that we have made from the past. Many of you have never seen these. Sometimes we'll do part one and part two the next month. Then each month we started out with two messages. Now we've bumped it up to three. We're about to bump it up to four messages out of thousands of messages. I personally select them. Then we have a mentoring message. It could be Floyd Lahan. It could be my dad. It could be Dr. T.L. Lowry. It could be E.L. Terry. It could be Finnis Dake. It could be just tapes that we have of our mentors. You get that tape, and then my son is beginning to share some short stories with you, or we have special articles. Now, that is every single month, and to be a part of the Legacy Club is $30 a month. And really, by the time we open this up more at the end of the year next year, you would be getting about $100 worth of teaching if you purchased it separate, and you're getting it for a subscription of $30 a month. So call the office and you can ask our partners director, Barbara Mitchell. You can say, I want to know about the Legacy Club. You can go online at perrystone.org, because this is the one. And look, these are messages. They're not dated or timed. They are messages that built the ministry. Honestly, there are messages that where hundreds were being saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. Messages from revivals that went 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 11 weeks. You'll never hear them again unless you hear them through the Perry Stone Ministries Legacy Club. And of course, keep registering for the main event, which is coming up. Folks, I'm telling you, I'm very excited about the children's ministry that we've got going on. I'm excited about everything that we're about to do. And I believe the best time to reach souls around the world is right now. And a lot of you are going to help me to do that. You're going to partner with me. And thank you for doing that. And God bless you. And we'll see you next week on Manifest. I want you to join me and our entire family for a one-time historic event. On Tuesday night, October 6th through Saturday, October the 10th, Pam and I will host our 50th anniversary of ministry in Cleveland, Tennessee. This is our homecoming event. I have five new messages, including a major prophetic update. Special morning speakers are going to be John Brevere, Mario Morello, and Dr. Tim Hill. Lyndall Cooley will be leading us in worship. But listen to this. You're going to enjoy some of the best gospel music on the planet. Southbound is coming. Lee University Campus Choir, Old Tradition from Kentucky, Brian Free and Assurance, and many others. And don't forget Pam's Fall Festival on Saturday afternoon. It's fun. It's fellowship. It's food. It's fantastic. Now, the event is free to attend. However, you must register at perrystone.org. Do it today.